Thank you, Chairman Durbin, Ranking Member Grassley, for holding this important hearing. The Ranking Member and I have been co-chairs of the Trademark Caucus for a long time and have held a number of caucus meetings and hearings over the last decade about the risk that counterfeit goods provide or pose to American consumers. This testimony today is riveting and challenging. It reminds us that as the marketplace for the purchase of goods online has grown and grown, and particularly strongly during the pandemic, that the number of stolen and counterfeit goods that are now being stolen and fenced or produced and sold to American consumers has taken off dramatically. We've heard about unsafe goods, whether they're cell phone batteries or bike helmets or spoiled baby formula or counterfeit drugs that have harmed Americans. They also ruin the trust built between brand owners and consumers, as Crazy Aaron, not so Crazy Aaron, pretty wise and capable Aaron, has demonstrated to us today. I think we need to take stronger steps to address the online sale of these goods before they reach consumers' hands. There's some studies that suggest as much as a quarter of all Americans who've purchased goods online have unknowingly purchased a counterfeit good. That's why I'm proud, along with my colleague Senator Tillis, to have introduced the Shop Safe Act. I was pleased to see a strong bipartisan vote over in the House Judiciary Committee to send Shop Safe to the floor. It will encourage electronic commerce providers to adopt anti-counterfeiting best practices in exchange for a safe harbor from contributory liability for trademark infringement. That bill will increase transparency, keep counterfeit goods with a health and safety impact out of consumer hands, and I think promote the health and safety of our country and continue to accelerate the growth of these innovative sales platforms. There's also an urgent need to provide transparency to consumers. That's why I'm also proud to support the Informed Consumers Act. As Mr. Dugan made clear, there's a great need for greater transparency. So I think Shop Safe and Inform complement each other to significantly increase transparency and accountability. And I urge my colleagues to support both of these important bills. Let me turn to some quick questions if I could. Mr. Muterich, my daughter's a satisfied customer, really loves putty and slime and so forth, and had commented on just how inventive your products are. But I'm struck by your descriptions about how hard it has been to enforce your trademark and how much time you've had to dedicate to it. Could you just briefly give us a little more detail? How many other competitors, how many other small business owners like you have had to dedicate enormous amount of resources to the whack-a-mole game of notice and takedown, notice and takedown, notice and takedown with online platforms?